Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Friday. Happy holiday weekend. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, May 28th. Let's get the entertainment report from Dean Richards. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, if the country of China allows me to do my report. They're in heavy censorship mode this morning.
Yeah. Have you heard from international relations experts today?
Yeah, they'd like me to stop talking about injuring myself whenever I do a cooking segment. They feel that it's detrimental to the great mission of the people.
Well, all is well with the world because next year the Oscars will be back at their regular date, won't they?
Yeah, they announced the Oscar date for next year. And it is going to be Sunday, March 27th. I think they wanted to get it in just a few days before my birthday, in case any of you want to mark that down on your calendars.
That's the reason.
For next year. But they're trying to get things back on schedule again after this very, very late Oscar show that we had this year because of COVID-19. That'll also mean that instead of films films for the last 12 months being eligible, it'll be films for the last 10 months that are going to be eligible, which I don't think is going to make a huge difference, because a couple of those months, they really just put out garbage films anyway, waiting for the Oscars to take place. The early months of the year are usually where they dump things that they know aren't going to make any money, aren't going to win any awards. So anyway, March 27th is the date for the 94th Academy Award for all four of you that watched it this year.
Okay, back to China now. So what was their problem with the Friends reunion exactly?
Well, they did not like some of the content. They did not like some of the people that are on the show. This is what I was talking about yesterday, how I thought one of the most interesting things on the reunion special was the segment that they did about the worldwide appeal of this television show. And Friends is tremendously popular in China. It seems so quintessentially American, doesn't it? So mm-hmm. quintessentially New York that you wouldn't think that it would make as much sense in other cultures. But I guess relationships among friends and family are a little more universal than we thought. So they are running the reunion special on the three major web services that are in China, but they have edited out the people. I think it's actually called the Department of Culture, which seems like Boris and Natasha to me when you hear something like that. The Department of Culture has determined you cannot watch. But they've taken out the section that features the group BTS. There's a very short little featurette in which they talk about how they learned to speak English by watching Friends, and that they learned the true meaning of friendship by watching Friends. China didn't like that. They cut out, and the fact probably that they are Korean also is, didn't sit well with them as well. But they cut out the section with BTS. They cut out the section. There's a very, very short clip in which Matt LeBlanc, Joey, is in his underwear when they were showing some of the old scenes. Didn't want that. There was a reference, a quick line about peeing in the show. They cut that out. There was a section where they were talking about how Friends related to people all over the world. There were also a couple of people who talked about how watching Friends made it easier for them to come out, to be gay, because they saw, the friends accepting each other, no matter what, no matter who they are. Cut that part out. Can't have any gay references in the show. They cut out a section where Lady Gaga is singing with Phoebe, Smelly Cat. Lady Gaga, a few years ago, met with the Dalai Lama, and the country of China considers the Dalai Lama to be very dangerous. So because Gaga met with him, cut out. And Justin Bieber apparently was in China once and took some pictures at a place where he was not supposed to be taking pictures. The Department of Culture, once again, is saying that they don't like his antics on stage or off stage. So there's a very short little vignette that features Justin Bieber in it. All cut out. The people in China not going to be able to see those parts of the show.
You know what? All of this is a good reminder for us to not lose sight of the fact that this weekend, as we get together to enjoy barbecuing or whatever we're going to get to do, Memorial Day is a special opportunity to remember those who lost their lives serving our country so that we can have our freedoms.
Freedom, yeah. And so we don't have, I mean, you know, a lot of people think that we do have, you know, that there's great censorship in the media and, you know, the great conspiracies both on the left and right going on in the world. You know, I don't know about you, Bob. I'm guessing your experiences are probably similar to mine. I have never once ever seen anything like that ever at all the TV and radio stations that I've worked at in my life. The talk of conspiracy like that. And media trying to control, or government trying to control the message, to the extent that they certainly are doing it in China, does not exist here. And you're 1,000% correct that Memorial Day is a day we ought to thank the people who made the ultimate sacrifice so we can have these freedoms here.
Absolutely. Dean has the latest in the Bill Cosby case. What's going on here, Dean?
He was to go up for possible parole yesterday, and it was denied because he has not met all of the standards by which that you can even be considered for parole in the first place. So he is going to remain in jail. He was supposed to have gone through a sex offender treatment. There is a program, apparently, that you go through in jail when you are found guilty of such a charge. He refused to go through it, so they said no parole for you.
Tonight will be a good night for movies and TV. What's on your list?
Boy, that's for sure with this cold and chilly, awful weather that we've got today. Probably my favorite movie of the week is A Quiet Place 2. This is the one that was supposed to have come out last April, was delayed for over a year because of the pandemic, and is finally going to theaters. This one's going to be theaters only. But this is the sequel to the 2018 hit in which it's just one of the great white knuckler movies of all time, which we follow a family who is trying to stay alive in a world in which creatures have taken over, creatures that can hear the drop of a pin, but they cannot see you. So as long as you remain completely silent, you're safe. But if you make even the slightest sound, the creatures know where you are and ferociously come after you. This movie does a fair amount of flashbacking to the first movie to try to explain what these creatures are and where they came from and what's happening in the world exactly. But in the first film, I guess this isn't a spoiler alert when it happens 3 years after the movie comes out. The John Krasinski character, he plays the father of this family in the movie, he's killed in the first movie. So the only times that you see Krasinski in this movie are in flashback scenes. His real-life wife, Emily Blunt, really is the star of this one, left to try to survive in this world with her two grown children and one infant child. Try to keep an infant quiet in a world like that. I mean, that's part of the whole dynamic of this movie. It is, even though we know a lot more about what these creatures are and, you know, the whole premise of this whole thing, it is still a very, very effective white knuckler. I think it's just a great movie. John Krasinski directs it. He directed the first one, and he is also directing this one. I gave it a Dean's List A. If you like, the movies that are just keep you on the edge of your seat for the full run, Big Dean's List Day for this one. I really liked it.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, this is, I think you'll also enjoy this one. But also, if you didn't see the first one, this will, I think, it just, you know, by itself, also makes sense. So even if you miss the first one, I think you'll still enjoy this. Cruella is out this week. This is the latest Disney adaptation of one of their animated characters. Emma Stone is Cruella, a fashion designer who becomes sort of a protege of this famous and very dark fashion legend played by Emma Thompson. So this is an origin story of how Cruella that we knew from Disney magic came to be. It's macabre, it's fiendish. The performances by both of the Emmas, both Watson and Thompson, are both really great in this movie. I think it's okay for kids to see. It's PG-13. There's nothing that's too dark or scary on this, although it does definitely have a dark side. Gave it a Dean's List B. Now, this one you can watch on the Premier Access level of Disney Plus, or you can see it in select theaters. Third season of The Kominsky Method is out on Netflix this weekend. There is a whole bunch of Borat outtakes, things that did not make the Borat movie that came out last fall, that are on Amazon Plus this weekend. And, of course, as we've been telling you the past few days, the Friends Reunion Special. Except if you're in China, you can watch the whole thing on HBO Plus, HBO Max, rather.
We will talk to you Tuesday. Thank you, Dean.
Have a great weekend.